It is one of the most politically charged dates in China. This weekend, the country marked the 70th anniversary of the start of Japan's full-scale invasion in 1937. And adding to the tension, American filmmakers chose this sensitive occasion to open a film about wartime atrocities during that invasion. From Shanghai, NPR's Louisa Lim reports on how Hollywood has taken on Asia's most bitter historical dispute.
What I am about to relate is a story which I feel must be told, even if it is seen by only a few.
These are the words which open the new film Nanking, but they apply equally to the movie's producer, Ted Leonsis, who says he felt compelled to tell the story after reading the bestseller The Rape of Nanking.
This is at its heart an anti-war movie, and a movie that focuses on the individual acts of kindness of foreigners. It is a universal story of goodness. It's not a story that dwells on the evil.
August 1937. Today out of the Far East come grim messages of a new conflict. The gory chronicle of Japan's...
The documentary pieces together old newsreels, graphic footage of corpses, survivors' accounts, and staged readings of diaries written by foreigners present at the time. It tells how Japanese troops invaded the then capital, Nanking, now called Nanjing, in 1937, and the six-week orgy of rape and violence that followed. The movie focuses on how the few remaining foreign residents set up a safety zone to protect Chinese civilians, saving hundreds of thousands of lives. Those weeks of terror have left a deep scar in the Chinese psyche. Yet there's still dispute about what happened. Beijing estimates 300,000 people were killed. But about 100 Japanese ruling party lawmakers have criticized the film, saying Tokyo's archives showed 20,000 people died. Producer Ted Leonsis denies the film might reopen old wounds.
I also think that the film and the political overtones, which we touch on a bit, have been overblown. This is a documentary film. It has heroes in it. It has newsreel in it. It has interviews with survivors and Japanese soldiers, but it's just a film.
But anti-Japanese sentiment is still rampant in China, following violent street demonstrations 2 years ago. Many analysts then pointed out how the Chinese Communist Party had used anti-Japanese nationalism as a unifying force to boost its own legitimacy. This film was made with Chinese government support, yet director Dan Sturman vehemently denies it's playing into Beijing's agenda.
There has been some discussion over the internet in particular in which we're being accused of being tools of the Chinese propaganda industry. It's ironic and, I guess, particularly frustrating and appalling for us because the film is fundamentally and exclusively a product of our own efforts. We completely control the editorial content.
For elderly filmgoer Carl Liu, these scenes brought back terrifying memories of hiding from Japanese bombardment as a tiny child. He believes there are risks and rewards in showing this film to Chinese audiences.
The good thing is this film could teach Chinese people to stand up and not be bullied by others. But the bad thing is that it could bring out more hatred.
It's significant that the movie's not yet being shown in Nanjing, the city after which it was named. Distributors say it won't be screened there until mid-August, possibly on the anniversary of Japan's surrender. That such caution is being exercised shows that even if the filmmakers think it's just another film, others may be worrying its powerful scenes might inflame yet more enmity and mistrust. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.